This is an interview with Huldah Elling concerning the Old Opera House, recorded March the 4th on a Friday, 1988, by Sarah Walling. Huh?
I would, every once in a while, I wouldn't want to be without it.
Well, yes. These are some pictures that I took. They go this way. The other day in January, when Dr. Scott and several others went up to the Opera House area.
Oh.
And I thought you might just like to look at them.
Yeah, you see, I wasn't there. I mean, I wasn't able to come.
Well, several groups have been going up recently, but this is at the top of the, this is the hallway, and this is the doorway down there that we went into the Opera House. And, this is Dr. Scott locking the door. Apparently that's the way everyone went in, through that door.
Oh.
Unless it's been changed a lot.
See, I didn't get to go to that meeting.
Well, I hope that you'll be able to take one of those tours up there just for the old time's sake.
I couldn't have walked it.
Well, this is the problem, trying to climb the stairs. This shows the old ceiling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the ceiling.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's hard to tell probably what it looked like then because it's a storeroom now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all of it.
No, there are more.
Oh, is there some more?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Let me see. Let me hold it that way. I wonder.
Was there an elevator in the early day to go up there, or did they add that later?
Where is that?
This goes right on up to the area that apparently was the Opera House floor. And they may have added that later to get hardware up and back.
I know. That is, let me see.
It's kind of hard to tell from just a picture like that. And this is the back stage area.
Yeah, I've been there.
And looks like this is the switch box. Mm-hmm. Apparently they had very good electrical equipment in those days.
And this is, let's see.
This is looking toward the stage area.
Let me see, just a minute. Let me pull this back now.
And this is the balcony, looking from down about the stage area back up. And this is a real pretty design across there on the balcony.
Where?
And this is looking back toward the stage area. They have added this walkway, but apparently there were windows.
That was up there. Yeah,
windows along that wall for ventilation, I suppose.
It didn't look, it don't look anything like it was.
Oh, goodness, no. Unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Let's see. There's one that shows the box office. Let me see if I can find it.
Now, the box office, I do not remember.
You don't? Here it is, right here. You went in through a small hallway, apparently, and the box office was under the stairway.
Well, we went from, I can remember, we went from Clayburgh Avenue up the steps.
Up the steps.
It wasn't the ones from the 6th Street, not to the Opera House, you know.
It was from Clayburgh Avenue up.
And because the one that,
Those are not very good.
From the 6th Street, the one that came from the 6th Street was went to the Flato Hall. You see, the Flato Hall was north of the Opera House.
Okay, now we've learned that, you know, in talking with people, that apparently there was the Flato Opera House and the Flato Hall. Is that correct?
I don't remember what we called the Opera House, whether it was Flato or whether it what it was. But I do know the hall, that was another room.
A large area.
North, just north of the Opera House. And that, it was a hall, and we went into that for other purposes.
Okay. Can you remember some of the things that you attended in that?
You mean in the Flato Hall?
Yes, in the Flato Hall.
But one thing I vividly remember was St. Paul Lutheran Church, you know, mm-hmm. had its first service there in the Flato Hall.
All right. What year was that? Do you remember?
1912.
1912. All right.
And, yeah.
Because you did not have a church building at that time, so
no,
you used that hall.
No, that was before. And then, you see, and then later on, we met in the Presbyterian Church, like many churches. Many churches had to do before they built their own.
All right. Now, did that just take in the Lutherans from the Kingsville area, or did
yeah,
it bring
just
in Ricardo
just what was here.
Or Rivera area?
Yeah, Ricardo, wherever they was.
Okay.
I would say all the way Bishop. No, let me see. It was Bishop. I think Bishop, what, they already had their own. That's right. They already.
Okay.
It so wasn't Bishop, but it was.
Mainly Kingsville and some
Rivera.
Of the area. Okay. Uh-huh. Did you have just church service, or did you have a Sunday school, too, up there?
No, just church service, because there would be just a handful. Just
did
a
you have a traveling minister that came from someplace else, or was there
no,
one that stayed here?
No, he was
here?
A missionary sent down here from Fort Wayne, I believe, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Okay. And he stayed until the church was built then. What time, what year was the church built?
And let me see. No, the church was built. Let me see.
Okay, so you met at the hall and then you moved to the Presbyterian Church from there.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And the church was built in 1914.
Okay. Now, what else do you remember attending up at the?
I don't think there was anything else.
You don't
I
remember that.
It wasn't used too much. Well, you know, so few people here.
Uh huh. Well, let's go on back to the Opera House. What do you remember attending there?
Operas.
Mostly operas that were brought
That's
in
all.
Traveling groups, or local.
I don't remember. We didn't local. What you call it, characters, you know.
Mm-hmm. Plays.
Local bunch, and it, those days it was wonderful.
Well, it was local talent that you remember.
A local talent.
All right.
That I remember because I don't know if it was used too much for anything else or not.
Okay, but you can remember attending several of those.
Oh, yes. Quite a few of them.
You were about what age child at that point? This was 19.
I was married.
Oh, you were married in 1910.
I married in 1911.
11. Oh, okay.
And I married in 1911. That is my first marriage, you know.
Yes. Uh-huh.
In 1911, and we attended.
So you and you lived close by there, did you not?
On East Lot here.
Yes, okay.
303 East Lot.
And your husband's business was right across the street from the Flato building?
From the Opera House.
From the Opera House. And what was the name of that business?
My husband built it.
Uh-huh.
It was Henry Bolting Blacksmith and Machine Shop.
Okay.
It's just right across the alley.
Did it face the Clayburg, or did it face the other alley?
No, his shop faced King. And it was across the alley from the opera house, you might see.
Oh, it was behind, over there, kind of where Allen Furniture Store is now.
That's right, correctly.
Oh, all right.
It was for Allen's later, well, at that time. It was the second two lots, the first on 6th, you see, mm-hmm. and then the next. That's what my husband's shop was.
Was that the only business on right in that area at that time?
At on that side of the street, yes. Mm-hmm. And there was, maybe, I don't know whether it was later, across the street, was, I can't think now. Harry Folds' father. He had a carpenter shop there. And then there was a tin shop across the street on King.
Okay.
And
now, what kind of building was your Henry Bolton's blacksmith shop in? Did he build his own? It was a tin, mm-hmm. tin building.
First it was short, and then he added on to it. It was a long building all the way from the alley to the, almost to the street.
All right. Now, when you went to the performances, did you go in that back way, or did you go around and come up by on the Clayburgh Avenue?
As far as I can remember, we come from Clayburgh Avenue.
All right, up those.
There was a steps up there.
Yes, a real pretty steps, wide steps.
Uh-huh.
But we have heard that there was another approach up the back by
yeah,
a stairway.
That went to the Flater Hall.
It did not go to the Opera House.
Not that I know of.
Oh, all right.
I don't ever remember
going into the Opera House
from
that stairway.
But okay. When we went to the Flater Hall, going to church, we had to come in from 6th Street.
Well, that was the only way to get there, was from 6th Street.
I think so.
Well, did that stairway go?
It was the only way, because otherwise we would have come another way.
All right. Did it go behind what is now, we know, as Ragland's store, or did it go?
Yeah, it come from the
over that.
It's from. I tell you, I can just visualize it. Come in from the 6th. That steps went up. It was a kind of not too good a steps, you know.
All right.
It went up, and it went on a flat roof, and from there it into that front from the back into where you entered into the Flater Hall.
Now, did you walk on the roof, or was there kind of a walkway made out
no,
of wooden boards or something?
The walk on the roof. It was some way or another that week you could walk all over it.
All right. All right.
It was just a flat, as well as I can remember, just like a flat from the 6th. But that didn't go to the Opera House.
All right. Went straight
not
on down
I
to
know
the hall.
Of.
All right.
At least we never come from that way.
If you went to the Opera House, you came through
from,
the other way.
From Clayburgh Avenue.
There
was a steps. If you probably remember, there was a dentist, Khalifa, and some of them up there. I think it was that same steps, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
It was that same step that went up to the Opera House.
Yes, okay.
And you see, there was as it mentioned, some apartments. Now, those I do not remember.
You don't remember?
Well, of course, I had no occasion
to go up there. So you don't remember any businesses up there? And you remember the Opera House and the hall?
That's all.
Okay.
That's all I remember on top.
Were you ever in any of the dressing rooms? Did you take part in any of those plays?
No, I didn't, but I can tell you a funny one. That happened to my... No, I wasn't, because those plays was practically all men. It wasn't a woman.
Oh, okay.
I never did know, went to anything that... women take part.
You don't remember Mrs. Ella Lane taking part in any of those plays?
I don't remember her.
An elocution teacher?
I don't.
Or a Marjorie DeLue. She taught elocution also.
Yeah, Marjorie DeLue. She was the first person graduated in Kingsville.
Right, and she graduated up there, I understand. They had the commencement exercises there.
That's it.
But the plays that you remember had mostly men in the cast.
All I ever attended had men. If there was, well, we never had anything musical, and that would be musical mostly. Not Marjorie DeLue, but
were the operas sung or were they just spoken parts?
Spoken parts.
Spoken parts.
Right. They was all spoken parts, and mostly it was more or less comedy. You know, they cast called themselves Kingsville Kinky Coons.
When I remember, that was a certain play that they put on. Was that a group, though, that just took part in these?
And more than one play.
Oh, all right.
They had every once in a while, they had a play.
When I was this the forerunner of the minstrel?
Not that I know of.
They make black their faces black?
Yeah, just all was black.
And it was jokes and mostly. they sang songs and that sort of thing?
Well, it was regular acts of some kind.
Just regular acts, all right.
But I mean, you know, they had, well, what would you call it? The cast, and then they had the four hitmen, you know.
Okay, did they have the interlocutor, the one that sort of took the lead in all the spoken parts, and then the others sitting on chairs around like they used to do the minstrel?
Or either standing up, yeah.
Responding with their jokes.
I tell you, all I ever saw, they were performing. They had an act.
All right.
They had an act. I'm going to mention this one especially, that... It's kind of a comical one, which they all were. And this was, my husband, that was before automobile times, when automobiles first came. And my husband, being mechanical minded, he bought some little old, I would call it little old hoopy.
One-seated. Okay.
That was before we had Model T's and so forth. And he bought that. I know we drove with the little. Maybe out in the country, we had so much trouble with it, it would stop and then, you know, it just didn't work too well. Well, anyway, we had this once. I'd give anything if I had a picture, but there wasn't no cameras those days. And we had this little old hoopy, or whatever we call it, car. And they decided on an act. I don't know. I guess it must have been locally. It surely wasn't. I don't know. But they could order such a thing or not. Now, that I wouldn't know. But anyway, they asked my husband if they could have that car on the stage. And he says, how in the world are you going to get it up there? Oh, we get it up there. They had an elevator only for, not to haul people. That elevator was a big thing to haul. I think Chaloff Lady used it afterwards.
All right.
Well, you know,
more for equipment or
that's all.
Packages.
That's all it was used for. All right. I remember the elevator. But anyway, we went to that performance.
And they got that up there on that elevator?
They got it up there on the elevator. I know my husband says, how are you going to get that thing up there? He says, oh, we get it. I don't know how they did it. He watched it and all, but he didn't tell me. I didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And...
But you went to the play.
To the play, to the cast. And when they had it on the stage, they had it behind the curtain, pardon, the car. You couldn't see the car. they had a wire in front, and they slowly pulled that, the car, until they got it on to the center of the stage. You know, it was on the stage.
So the car didn't run, they just pulled it.
They just pulled it with the wire. Oh, yeah. And all of a sudden, the act was such as if it was running on its own. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, it backfired. I imagine it must have had a little firecracker or something. And it just popped big, and you could see the sparks are flying. And it stopped, of course, right? That's when that happened. It stopped, and they had used kerosene lantern to get out and look around and see, and nobody knew what was wrong with the car. And they raised up the hood, or whatever they did. They looked underneath, even crawled underneath, and trying to find out what was the matter with that car, because it wouldn't run. Mm-hmm. And they just worked and worked. Of course, once in a while, one of those four men, you see, it was four men, as far as I remember, it was four, okay. Three or four, anyway. And all of a sudden, they got it fixed. When after they got it fixed, with the wire, they pulled it across the stage to the south.
Okay.
Acted, you know. It was a comedy, of course.
Oh, sure. But the whole play was around this car.
That the whole act and whatever they said, of course. Once in a while, they had a telescope looking around over the audience. Mm. They did that in many of their plays.
Oh,
uh-huh. Looking at the artist. Once in a while, they'd see somebody that they knew. Of course, my husband knew all of them, and they knew him. And maybe they said, "Oh," of course I couldn't say the words. I don't. But anyway, they said, "Oh, that's Henry Bolte. He's way over there in Europe, or in Germany, or something like that."
Yeah.
Well, that's the way. It would go with most of the plays. You know, to make it comical, they
just make comments like that.
Uh-huh. My husband was pointed out a number of times, of course, because he was well acquainted with the cast, with the actors. And I even knew him because Keith was small.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I imagine you knew a lot of people then, or nearly everybody.
Everybody knew everybody. And it was a good, friendly little town. That was days. Oh, it was not like it is today.
Well, can you remember about how many people could be seated up there?
I have no idea.
I have no idea. Do you remember how much the admission costs
were? No, I wouldn't. Because a lot of times we didn't even pay. I mean, if I didn't even pay, and I don't know anything about the tickets.
Well, your husband may have taken care of those anyway.
I have no idea anything about it, because he attended to it, or either, you know, happened them.
Well, they may have given him free tickets to that show since he furnished the car.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, because that car, I tell you, that was something to get an automobile up there.
Well, I would think so.
It was.
Now, did that run more than one night, or was it just a one
just
night?
Just one night. One night. Oh, they had what they call a womanless wedding once, I think.
I've heard about that.
And then they had something about a baby, I believe. And I wouldn't know what to call it. I talked to Miss House, and she was even mentioned. Of course, she wasn't here.
Well, no, but she heard Percy talking about
Times. But Percy and Walter was not in the cast.
No, okay.
They wasn't in the cast. I have those that was in the cast, this is what you...
Uh-huh.
It, not these, because I asked her about them. They're not included. They're not... far as she knew, she just had some papers and things. But it, Herbert Danette and Julius Gibbs, they were quite...
active in those plays?
Active in the plays, and they were the main...
actors?
Main, yeah.
And took part in a lot of them.
Uh-huh. Herbert Danette, Julius Gibbs, Charlie Flager was in it.
And Clyde Allen?
I'm not sure.
Oh, uh-huh.
I wanted to ask if she remembered any papers, anything on Clyde Allen Sr. That would be seen.
Oh, sure.
I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to call this Clyde Allen, ask him if his father ever mentioned being in the play. All I right. can find it out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then Elmer Clark.
Oh, yeah, he was in it.
All right.
And there was quite a number of others, you know, that was in it, but finding the names, that's the reason I called Lillian House, mm-hmm. you know, hoping, but she said she gave all the papers that Percy had to the museum.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Now, whether there would be anything in that, in the papers, and I don't know just how you would ask about, I mean, find them.
Well, they categorize them and put them in boxes.
I did do. Mm-hmm. And it may be that you could find a little more.
I hope you're going to give your scrapbooks to the museum one of these days.
Pardon me?
I say, I hope you will give your scrapbooks to the museum one of these days.
I gave them a lot of other stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, that
but you've kept good scrapbooks, have you not, through the years?
I've got one scrapbook, but it's mostly, you know, on personal, you know, my scrapbook mostly is. Mm-hmm. And things that happened in Kingswood, sure.
Well, I was going to say, it brings in what's going on in the area, which would be valuable to others.
I hope. I haven't given it, and I should be adding, and I don't do it.
Well, I think we're all guilty of that.
I should put a lot of more things in it.
Well, I have seen it, you know,
and
in past years.
My scrapbook is going to pieces. That's
well,
the one.
That's the problem, yes.
And I ask at the saddle shop, if, you know, if it is possible that I could get it fixed. And I doubt it. You know, and I cannot get it out or paste it.
Yes.
You know how that mm-hmm. is?
Yes.
And you know that that stuff deteriorates.
Yes, it does. This is what they're finding out.
Yeah, I've got it right here, but it just you know that I use that what you call it?
Some sort of glue?
No, not the glue, but I mean I know the name, I can't think of it now, of the paper, but I can't think of it.
You mean scrapbook paper?
It was something. It was called, I don't know whether you can get it now or not. Well, it's pretty bad shape. It's gone to pieces.
Oh, uh-huh.
You know.
Well, that could be copied on a copying machine and, you know, kept that way.
You see now here? That's something that happened.
Mm-hmm. Well,
this is from...
Yes, that's valuable to, a lot of people.
Let's see. A rush relief to Corpus Christi.
Mm-hmm.
That was, I believe, in which hurricane was it?
1919, it says.
Yeah, 19. 1919. Uh-huh. This was the 1919. Well, they were hit worse than we were. 1919.
Well, but the 1916 hurricane apparently was the bad one here.
It was.
Because I've read that they had to replace the curtain after. So evidently there was some storm damage up there in the Opera House.
It could have been. I wouldn't know that. But the curtain.
I've read that they had to replace, and they put in a new fireproof asbestos type curtain.
About,
do you remember what color that curtain was?
It was similar, like this back of your chair.
Kind of a green, a pretty greenish. Green
maybe,
velvet,
maybe
or something
a little
like that?
Darker or something. But it was not no designs on it.
It was just plain.
It could be modeled like that is.
Uh-huh, but it was green from sitting out in front. Uh-huh. Did it look heavy?
Huh?
It was a heavy curtain?
I imagine it was. Oh, yes, it was. It
had to be.
It wasn't flimsy.
Now, it didn't go up. Did it pull back
no,
to the side?
It closed in the center.
Okay.
And also, you asked about the lights. It was electric lights.
All right.
But
and they had a row of footlights across the front that threw lights on the cast?
I don't. If they were in such a way, they wasn't too noticeable. I don't remember.
You don't remember anything about the lights? You don't remember anything about the lights?
They came from the side. On the stage, yes.
Oh, they came from the side. What, they were on tripods or something like that?
We couldn't see them.
You couldn't see them?
They were
hidden behind the curtain.
Behind the curtain or before the curtain.
All right.
You know, there was a curtain, and maybe there was a little wall or something. They were there. There was electric.
But the stage was well lit.
Oh, well, very well lit.
Were most of these performances at night?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All of them were at night
at
that
night.
I knew of.
Okay.
Because my husband, he knew the men, and he was very interested in attending.
Surely. Well, now the backdrops. Do you remember anything about the backdrops, they managed the scenery, if it was wooden or if they were curtains, real thin curtains that were painted that dropped down out of that big top knot?
I don't remember that. I couldn't say. I couldn't say that they, what was behind. I know that the stage was so well lit, you could see anything that about the performance. But what was in the back, I wish I could remember it.
I understand that. It was very attractive.
It was nice. It was a lovely little place for a little town.
Okay. Now, were the seats the attached in a row and bolted to the floor?
Yeah. I don't know about bolt. Sure, they must have been bolted.
But they were in a row. They were attached.
Sure. And they were
like
upholstery. Kind of upholstery. And they were kind of, either they were kind of beige green or something. That's as well
was
as
the
I
seat padded and the back padded or just the seat part?
It was back in the seat.
The back in the seat?
I don't remember about the arm place.
No, but I mean the seat and the back were padded? They were not just wooden?
No.
Oh, they were comfortable?
Oh, no. They were padded.
Okay.
I said, for a little place, it was a lovely place.
But you think there might have either been a beige color or a green color?
It was kind of blended in.
Blended in. Okay.
That's what I would call it.
All right.
Even if it was kind of a greenish or the beige kind of blending in the green. Now that I can't. To me, it was kind of in between, kind of blended one of those between those colors.
Those colors.
It wasn't a pure beige. No.
Okay. Okay.
It wasn't a pure beige.
Well, now, was there just a wooden floor, or was there a carpet strip on the aisle?
Now, that I don't remember.
You don't remember. Well, now, some say there was a center aisle. Some say there was no center aisle, that there were just side aisles. Do you remember?
No, I think it was a center aisle.
Center aisle.
Well, let me see. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't. I'm not too sure. I remember seeing the pews, but I don't know whether it had a center aisle or not.
Well,
I'd hate to say it.
Yeah, we're just curious because some say that there was a center aisle, some say there was not.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering.
But I wonder who attended it. That's the question. And I who tell you, who you know, whoever is telling you there, were they there? Mm-hmm. That's the main part.
Yeah.
And if they were, and I doubt whether you find Marie Mark, she said, yeah, she attended it, but she couldn't give me no information, nothing.
Hmm. Well?
I couldn't get nothing out of her. I talked to her quite often and know her quite well, but she couldn't tell me nothing.
Well?
So I don't think you would get anything from her.
Okay. Were there ceiling fans? Do you remember anything about ceiling fans? We were wondering about the ventilation in the summertime. They had the windows on the south wall, and apparently there was a draft that came up those stairs, and with those windows open.
I wouldn't know.
And some said there must have been these fans, you know, the little wooden, the little advertising fans that they used
in
church.
Mean that
you just put little fans and they passed out. You don't remember that?
I don't remember that we got needed any fans to fan, of course.
And we wondered about the heating. Someone said they thought it was steam heat downstairs in the Flato hardware, you know, in the lumber company. There was a lumber company downstairs first, I think.
A hardware store.
And then it became a hardware store later, or a combination. But it was a Flato lumber company in the early days.
Oh, there was no lumber there. Never. The lumber yard was across 6th Street, you know, that Flato had.
Well, I thought that building was called the Flato Lumber Company when it was built in 1910.
Flato Hardware?
It was always a hardware store?
I tell you, the hardware store used to be on 6th. The hardware store was on...
So that was run by Flato?
I just imagine where Mr. Dunn's filling station is along there somewhere.
Yeah. Was that run by Flato?
Huh?
Was that run by Mr. Flato?
Sure.
Okay.
But the one that, you know, that died.
Mm-hmm. Charlie's daddy.
His father. Him.
No, it was the daddy.
His daddy? Mm-hmm. And he had his hardware store over there.
On the corner of 6th
mm-hmm.
and King.
And over there where, I imagine it's where Dunn's filling station is, somewhere
that would have been next to the lumber company.
Lumber yard there.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And then in 1910, they started digging the foundation for the building mm-hmm. on Clayburg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's in 1910, I think, along there, is when my husband moved his, bought the, black, I mean, put up his blacksmith shop. Over on King, too.
All right.
You see, that was the beginning.
Well, was there a fire that destroyed a building along mm-hmm. in there? It was just no building before that.
There was nothing there.
It was just a vacant building.
Vacant lot.
Okay.
My husband bought the lots and put the first building on for his shop.
Okay, now how about where the Flato building went up? Was there something there before that? That they took down or burned? Or was there a fire that they burned?
No, there wasn't no fire there. Not on that side of the
street. Maybe there were just little wooden buildings or something that they took down?
Well, you see, a Raglan store was on the corner.
And it was a little grocery store in the back in those days?
Yeah, that's all. Just a little old wooden building.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see, I believe I've got the picture of it here. If I can find it.
You have a picture of the early Raglan building?
Of that old Raglan, yeah. Maybe I can't
Looking for the lamp.
Magnifying glass.
John B. Ragland, dry goods. Oh, my goodness. Well, there was a building next
yeah,
to that.
Yeah, you see? There it is.
But it's, oh, it looks like a wooden structure.
That's it.
Okay.
You see, that was Ragland's, and then there was...
John B. Ragland, dry goods, seed, potatoes, mm-hmm. and then groceries look like in the back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then there was a building next door.
Yeah, you
it
see?
Looked like that was detached from
That's
the other
right.
one.
It was.
But you don't remember what was in that.
That was a Ragland's residence to begin with.
Oh, was it? That's where the Ragland family lived.
At first. Because I can remember when I went to school.
Established in October of 1904.
Huh?
It says a pioneer store in Kingsville established in October of 1904.
Uh-huh.
That
That's
goes
right
back to the beginning.
And that was the only thing we had on the west side. Let me get this off. I can take
Well, that's fine. That's good.
But that is, you know, I think this picture is really...
That's a wonderful picture.
I think the museum copied it, if I remember.
Well, they may have. I hope they did.
They copied a lot of these pictures.
Oh, did they? Okay. Yes, because that looks like it came out of a newspaper.
That's it. You know.
So then that is the area then that Mr. Flato dug the foundation for his new building.
Yeah, because John B. Ragland and the two boys, Mr. and Miss John B. Ragland and his two boys, they lived next door.
Okay.
Because, you know, one time, go ahead,
that's fine.
One time in school, I can't think of the oldest one's name. He told in school, they had a nigger mammy, the Raglans did.
Oh, they did?
To take care of the kids.
Oh.
The two boys.
Uh-huh.
He said, I was going down something about to get something out of the barrel in front of this store, right here in front. Out of that, and the nigger mammy come out, and she paddled me. He said, I was hanging down with my head in the barrel.
Oh my.
His feet on the other side, his seat up, he says, and she gave me the awfulest whipping, and she told the teacher that.
Oh, so you know what he got into?
Yeah, kids, you know.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, in school. But that happened right in front of that.
In front of that building?
Mm-hmm. Right there. Mm-hmm. And they lived there, the family, John B. Ragland and
Well, the two boys?
Two.
Sam,
just two boys.
Wasn't there one of them named Sam?
Huh?
Was one named Sam Ragland?
Yeah. No, Sam. No.
No.
I don't think it was Sam. That was John B. Ragland's brother or cousin.
Oh, all right.
You know, that Sam Ragland. Let me see. Let me get some. Oh, this is...
Well, this is back in 1905. Clayburgh Avenue was not the main street. It was Fifth Avenue on Yoakum to King.
That's right.
That's the way it looked in the good old days. Well, that was Fifth Street, and this is Schlinky's. That's
yeah.
also Fifth Street.
That was all at the beginning. Schlinky's, he had a dime store, a little kind of a 10-cent store. When I went to school, stopped there many times to get a little something.
Oh, okay.
Pencil, maybe... A stick of candy.
Oh, surely. Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I said, of course. But you see, that's really, it's faded, but.
Well, yes, but that's.
And I think, I don't know whether the museum took this also, but I think they took a lot of these pictures. Let me see, wait a minute. This is the next one. Oh, yeah. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And this is?
Well, now this is Fifth Street, mm-hmm. and this is the public school.
Mm-hmm. First public school.
And this is the ladies eating watermelon. I think we have that picture in the, it's supposed to be the 200-pound
yeah,
club.
You have that. And this is?
Kingsville Public School. in 1905 or 6.
That's, I'm in here. All my pictures right there.
Oh, uh-huh.
That's myself.
When I thought you lived out in the country, how did you get to school?
Horse and buggy.
You came in by horse and buggy. Did your parents bring you, or did you come in on it by yourself?
We drove ourselves.
There were several children that came in together.
No, just me and my sister.
Oh, just the two girls.
Oh, my. Oh, those days, you know, you didn't have to worry like you do now. And we drove, well, we just lived. You know, where Caesar is, the first corner of the Navy base, that's where we lived.
But that's about, what, 2 miles or 3 miles from town?
From our school, it was about 2 miles.
I would bet, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, we didn't have no Caesar, we just drove through.
Did you ride a horseback, or did you have a little wagon?
Had a buggy. A
little buggy.
We had a little buggy, and we drove.
Now, that was when the school was over on 3rd.
Alice.
Alice.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Right here, on Alice.
And you just unhitched the, did you take the buggy off the horse during the day?
Oh, yeah. We unharnessed, tied it up, and brought some feed with us.
For the horse to eat during the day.
And then when we would go back, there was a well on the middle of that Caesar, further down. There was a well out of city limits. There was a water trough. We could water the horse there. Come on home.
Isn't that something?
But we had it at home.
Well, now this is the Raglan store in 1910, and that's the brick building.
Uh-huh.
And then looks like the Flato building. Was all of that constructed about the same time? That new, the
Raglan?
On 6th Street in 1910. Raglan is on the corner, and Kingsville Lumber Company, now the Kingsville Hardware, is directly to the left.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
See, so it says Lumber Company.
It says it. Well, he run both of it, you see. But the Lumber Company was never there.
Okay.
The lumber was never handled there. It was handled
across the
6th
way.
Street.
Okay.
It was never handled on Clayburg Avenue.
Okay, and it says Allen Furniture Company occupied the next building to the left, which is now Weller Drug. So it was Raglan, mm-hmm. the Flato building, and then Allen's Furniture Company next. That's a horse and buggy parked on 6th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. That's right.
And then this is your livery and blacksmith shop on South 6th in 1908. It was owned and operated by Ed Cross. He is standing at the left. And Henry Bolting is third from the left.
Now that was where. What is there now?
Well, now is that your husband? Was that your husband's building, or was this another one?
No, that wasn't his building. He was working for Ed Cross.
He was working for.
For Ed Cross.
For
Ed Cross was a surveyor.
Oh, all right.
He was no machinist or nothing, and he. My husband worked for him.
When he was young.
Uh-huh. And then, after he quit, he moved over on King, you know, where he built the building, wherever.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, well, let's get back then to the Opera House.
That was...
Did you ever sit upstairs in the balcony?
In the balcony, you mean?
Did you ever sit up there, or did you usually sit downstairs?
You mean in the Opera House?
Yes.
Only in the only
downstairs?
Yeah.
You don't remember
where
sitting
the pews
upstairs.
Are.
Okay. The pews are building. Were the tickets sold just at the... Well, you don't remember about the tickets.
I
wondered
don't remember
if they were sold.
Anything about the ticket.
Anything about
because
that.
My husband took care of many times. They just gave him a free ticket. And maybe other times, maybe he bought it.
Well, do you remember anything about where the costumes may have come from? Did people make their own costumes, or did the men just wear business suits?
Oh, let me see. I think they just wore street clothes and blackened the face.
Okay.
The face was...
At the minstrels, they blackened their face.
Mostly because all the performances that I attended were, the actors were men.
Okay. But do you remember any of the titles of any of the plays? Do you remember going to the Rio Grande when it opened? A Mountain Peak?
No, I don't.
Okay.
If you were there, I don't remember it.
Okay. Do you remember anything about who might have built that building?
I have no idea.
Did you know a Mr. C.A., I think it was C.A. McCracken, who was an old mason?
Yeah.
A mason expert?
I don't know whether he was here at that time or not. But there was a man by the name of Shaw.
Dad Shaw, they called him?
Yeah, Dad Shaw. Mm-hmm. He was a builder and contractor. Now, whether he did or whether Harry Foltz's father, whether he did, now both of them were contractors.
Okay. But you don't remember this old Mr. McCracken being a contractor?
He was just a bricklayer.
Okay.
That's all I know, he ever just a bricklayer. I don't know anything about him being a contractor.
Okay. Was he a bachelor?
No. He was married.
He was married.
He lived on... It was... Wasn't his name C.M.?
It was C. something.
I think C.M. I'm not sure. It was C. something. I know.
Okay. But you think he was married?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yes. Well, I can remember he built Paul's Barbecue.
He
built Paul's Barbecue building, and then he also built a little small building down there on 9th and King. And I think that's where he lived. It seemed like I remember him there.
9th and King.
See, they tore that down when they built the HEB store. But it was a masonry building, kind of a concrete kind of building, and he covered it with stone on the outside.
I know. He lived, no.
It seemed like he had bird baths that he had made or all that sort of thing out in the yard.
Yeah, sure. And he lived, you see, he was almost my neighbor, our neighbor.
Oh, okay.
You see, I lived on 303 East Lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he lived, that McCracken lived north, just north. You see, Hollowfield lived across on the north. And it seems like he lived next door. That would be on East Lot.
Do you remember what his wife's name was?
No, I don't.
Or did he have children?
No, I don't think so. She was, I don't think she could hear. Her hearing or something was, so I never had a chance to talk to her much.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've heard that he was the builder of that Flato building. That's why I was wondering, but you don't remember that at all.
I don't remember. It could be.
But Dad Shaw was a builder, and Mr. Harry Foltz's dad was a builder.
They were both builders, and McCracken, of course, he was a bricklayer.
Okay.
And it could be that he built it, since it was a brick building.
Uh-huh.
It could be. I wouldn't be positive for that. I don't want to verify anything unless I'm positive.
Well, can you think of anything else about the Opera House that we haven't covered?
Let me see.
That you can remember?
just right offhand. It seems like we've covered it pretty well of what I know.
Well, you've given us some ideas about the color. We were wondering about the walls, if they were just plaster walls and painted white, or if they had...
Or whether it's paper.
Paper.
Now, that I don't... I wouldn't know about... if it wasn't... To me, it would have been kind of varnished, I guess. I just imagine.
Do you remember anything about the light fixtures? Did they come down on the stem, drop down?
I don't remember. There wasn't nothing like that on the stage, I know.
No, but I was wondering about out in the where the audience sat.
It could have been.
You don't remember anything about
it,
that.
It could be possible that they had. It could be possible, but I wouldn't. Wouldn't verify it.
Well, Mary Jane McCracken can remember, and Foss, that the flooring kind of was wooden and it kind of smelled like old cedar. So evidently they...
It must have been.
Kind of an oiled floor or
well,
something.
Well, it was wooden, but where they'd had it run up, now that's a question.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the floor was wooden, yes.
The floor was wooden, okay.
Oh, yes. It was, I imagine, maybe could have been kind of a cedar, could be pine, I don't know.
Well, now downstairs, did the seats kind of slope up so that you had a real good view of the stage?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Otherwise, you couldn't see for the other person.
Were the seats right behind each other, or were they staggered a little bit to the side so that you could have a clear view, or do you remember?
That I don't remember for sure.
Okay, but from anywhere you sat, you had a good view of the stage.
It did, because the stage was up high.
It was up high, okay.
And you see, it was higher, and we were down there, you see? And that made it easy to see from the pews.
Was there a place in the front for an orchestra? Did they ever have a musical group that played before the program or during the program? Or do you remember anything about musical instruments?
If I don't remember that, it could have been, but...
Or if the seats went right on down to the stage.
There wasn't much room there, not a lot of room, between the...
I was wondering...
The first pews, and there wasn't a whole lot. Could have been, of course, an orchestra could have had room, but...
so often they will have people playing instruments down in front, or piano or something like that, to give music for the back, because I doubt that, well, they may have had Victrolas. I was wondering what kind of musical background they had in those days.
Well, now that I don't remember.
Unless it was just a piano, a person playing a piano.
Well, if they had any kind of a musical, I don't remember it.
Okay. Well, I was thinking if the men sang any songs.
No, they didn't sing.
They didn't. You don't remember any singing?
I don't remember any saying that those men sang. No, there was no musical. It was just a comedy play, an act.
Okay. I have one picture that was copied from this first play. That was called the Rio Grande when it opened in May of 1911. That was Charles H. Flato, Jr., Martha McKee, J.B. Wright, Lee Williams, Mrs. Ella Lane, Tilly Broder, Jim Walton, B.W. Blanton, Julius Gibbs, Henry Bloodworth, Laura Manderly, and Elmer Clark. Do you remember going to that?
I'd like to have some of these names.
Well, I could copy them down for you. Does that ring any sort of bell that you might have gone to that?
Quite a bit. The women didn't. But the men, I would like to have...
Well, I'll copy those down. I'll do that for you.
A piece of paper.
But this was the
I want is the names.
Yes. Well, they're in the book. As well as we can remember, or that we've been able to determine, this was the grand opening performance. Mm-hmm. And this Mrs. Ella Lane apparently was quite active in...
Who? Who?
Ella Lane. I think this is she right here. Mm-hmm. She taught elocution.
Yeah.
And had recitals up there, and so did Marjorie DeLue. Mm-hmm. And apparently they had piano recitals and dance recitals and the elocution or piano recitals, you know, combined, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But see, that's a mixture of men and women in that particular play.
But afterwards, all of them that I attended
seemed to just have men.
Not women, it was all men.
Okay.
Of course, they could have had some between. I wouldn't say they were.
Oh, sure, but I mean that's what you're. Well, that's what I'm after. Is what you remember yourself.
But here were some names, you know, that I had in my notes, and I would like to. Yeah, here. You
go. Well, I'll copy those in just a minute,
and then add these.
Yes, I will. Now, the other thing I wanted to ask about that hall.
You want to leave now?
Yes, uh-huh. The hall, the Flato Hall, can you tell us anything about how it was decorated or what it looked like inside?
Very plain.
Was it just a big room or did it have a stage at one end?
Well, I don't even remember much about a stage, but it could have had.
When you went to the church service there, did you don't remember a stage or anything like that? Did they just have loose chairs that they just fold up chairs?
Chairs. I think the chairs was, I don't know, some kind of a chairs.
Well, I was thinking I think it was used for dances and other things.
That's
so it could
I
have
mean.
Been fold up chairs that they just put out in rows.
That's what I mean. Because it was probably used for dances and other things.
But you don't remember going to a dance up there, or did you dance?
Because I didn't dance.
Oh, you didn't dance.
I never danced.
Okay. Yeah. But you don't remember anything else of going up there except to the church services.
That's all. Because the other things that they had was probably dances and such as that. And I didn't dance, my husband didn't dance, so...
That took care of that.
Wasn't interested.
Mm-hmm. But it was very plain, as you remember.
It was.
And it had probably windows over Playburg Street and Playburg Avenue, and then probably on 6th Street, maybe?
To the 6th Street.
So it would go...
No, it didn't come that far.
Oh, okay.
You see, it was just... It didn't come all the way to 6th Street, because that was Ragland's store.
Well, this was next door.
Ragland's store,
yeah,
and
right.
The Flato Hall was next to it.
That's right. Okay. Well, we were kind of interested in because, you know, it gets warm here in the summertime, how they managed for ventilation or
cooling.
Well,
it could have been. Now, whether they had ceiling fans up there, now I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know ceiling fans is very popular to begin with.
Well, that's your mail coming. You say ceiling fans were popular then or later?
Oh, yeah. They were very popular. It was already... Well, I imagine ever since... I don't know when to begin.
Mm-hmm.
When we first come to Kingsville, we stayed, when we moved to Kingsville, we went to the west side. You know that on 5th Street, all the business was over there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And there's a drugstore, Marcus Phillips. J.J. Williams was at the corner on Clayburg and 5th. That was J.J. Williams' grocery store. And next to it was, I don't know. Then Marcus Phillips had a drugstore on that street. Bill Neiman's meat market was on that street. And Bartlett, not Dr. Bartlett, but his brother had
furniture store?
Yeah, no, it wasn't a grocery store, it was a clothing store.
Oh, okay.
I mean, more, I don't think he had groceries.
Well, I thought maybe it was furniture.
Huh?
I thought it was furniture, maybe.
Oh, well, he might have had furniture with it, but he had maybe furniture and, no.
It was just clothing?
Clothing.
Well, I thought that that was where they, the first...
There was a furniture store.
There was a furniture store someplace else?
It was over there. That was a furniture store close to Casa Ricardo.
Oh, okay. Further down by Shalinky's shoe shop? On that side?
Further down.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's where the Plaza Hotel is, or somewhere along in there?
Somewhere there.
Well, that's right, because there were some steps up, apparently, from buildings that had been there for a long time. There were just steps up, but no building along in there.
Well, it could have been up there somewhere. I know there was a furniture store. And
didn't two women run a confectionery store right on the corner?
Two women that had never married. See, what was their name? Maddie? Was it Maddie?
No, that sounds right.
Matt, huh?
I've just heard about them.
Maddie and, what is the sister's name? Maddie, it'll come to me by and by.
Well, several people mentioned it in their narratives, I remember. They used to stop there and get
we used
drinks
to
stop. And I guess food and
we stopped there. It was kind of a dime store.
Okay.
It was a kind of a dime store, and then Slinky's had a kind of a restaurant.
Oh, they did.
That is not John Slinky, but his father.
That was before the shoe store or in connection with the shoe store?
No, there wasn't no shoe store. Oh, you mean the shoe shop?
Uh-huh. My shoe shop.
There wasn't no shoe shop there.
They started with a restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There wasn't no shoe shop there then.
Okay. So it was confectionery?
It was a kind of, I can't think of the name. The Slinky was... initials had a W in it, but I cannot. The father of John Slinky.
Okay.
And then John Slinky came next, and then his sons after that.
Okay.
That was it. Alvin was. Let me see. I can't think of the given names. I know the boys.
Surely. Well, that's okay.
Three of them.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, let's see. So you moved to town then when you were married. You lived at home until you married and moved to town over on Lott Street.
On
303?
303 East Lott.
And what year was it that your husband was killed?
In 1918.
Now, he was electrocuted across the street at a fire, was he not? On the north side of
Cleaver? You know where the downtown museum was?
Yes.
That was the building. That was, they called it Busy Bee Cafe.
Oh, okay.
And it was a restaurant. It caught a fire. He was a volunteer fireman because there wasn't no fire department. He was in the back. He was holding the nozzle into the building like this because he could stand the heat, being blacksmith and machine.
Oh, yes.
And he was in front of us, behind him, holding the hose into that burning building. And during the time when that was burning, somebody from downtown called, asking to turn electric lights on, street lights on. They turned on the electricity, they had it shut off.
Oh,
and then when it did, you know, this burning building, the electric wire from the building to the pole, insulation had burned off, and it fell on his shoulder, and he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
He was standing in water, holding the hose, fighting that fire.
What a tragic thing. Well, what was it, getting dark about that time?
Was no, it, it was getting, it was getting, it was dark. You see, it was about 3-4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, it was early in the morning.
It was early in the morning when they started to fix the breakfast, the coffee urn. Something happened,
oh.
And that's where it caught a fire. At the Busy Bay Bee Cafe.
I see. Gee, what a tragic thing.
Oh, it was, and I was young.
Oh, sure.
My son was just about 3 or 4 years old. And I was left with the blacksmith and machine shop on my hands. And finally had run it a while, and then I had sold out when I could.
Did he have a good assistant that you could... Did he have a good assistant that you could depend on, or was
well,
it...
Well, one man that was working. I stayed at the shop all day long. You know, the young man that was working for him was working there until finally he had to quit, and that's the way that went.
Mm. Well, now what did you do with your son while you worked over there?
My sister, younger sister, my sister stayed with me. She took care of my son.
Oh, she just lived with you then?
Yeah. She did. My father just sent her to help me.
Oh, okay. Cause she was she still in school then?
She didn't go to school.
Uh-huh.
Let me see. Yes.
And you were about what age at that point?
Well, you see, it happened in March. You see, it happened on the 20th. Day of March, 1918.
Uh-huh.
You see, and there wasn't no school, you see. And
oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Well, no, the schools quite often will go till May.
No, that's right.
But anyway, you hung on for a while with the business and then finally had to sell it.
Pardon me?
I said, you kept the business going for a while and
I
then
did,
were forced to sell.
Until I could sell.
Uh-huh. Who bought it? Do you remember?
Yeah, I know who bought it. My father thought it would have, I hate to say this.
Oh, well maybe you don't want to say it then. Okay.
I don't.
No.
I'll tell you after.
Oh, gee. Well then, did you continue to live on Lott Street or did you go to work someplace else?
No, I lived there. Until I remarried. Then I rented my home. I moved to Rivera until I, and then sold my home as time went on,
mm-hmm.
if I could.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And your second marriage was to Mr. Elling.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I lived in Rivera 43 years, I think, or 45.
My goodness. And so what kind of farming did he do?
Well,
was it truck farming in those days?
Not anymore.
It had already come and gone, because I understand truck farming was
planted, mostly
good in the early days.
Cotton and grain.
Cotton and grain. Is your old farmhouse still there, or what?
Out there.
Were you out from Rivera?
It's still there.
Were you out in the country from the little town of Rivera?
You mean the one at Rivera?
Uh-huh, where you
it's
live.
It's still there.
Did you live in town or out of town?
In out of town, on the
out
farm.
On the farm. About how many miles from Rivera?
About we called it 5 miles. Mm-hmm. Northeast.
Northeast of Rivera.
It probably wasn't 5 miles, but the road was 5 miles.
Okay.
Traveling.
Well, by that time, cars had come in, I guess, pretty much.
Oh,
had they
no,
not?
There was a lot of cars then.
Uh-huh. But in the early
Model
days.
A's and all that.
But in the early days, when you first were a young lady, you went by buggy.
Oh, yeah. When, you mean when I come to school?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you sure? There
and
was no car.
In 1910, when the Opera House was going, people drove their buggies in, did
sure.
they not? And just hitched them there on Clayburgh Avenue?
Tied them. They had posts on where you could tie your horse, you know, on Clayburgh Avenue.
Uh-huh.
And it was dirt.
Oh, it was a dirt road.
Clayburgh Avenue was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my first husband, one Christmas, was it Christmas, going downtown, Clayburgh Avenue between Ragland Store and right in front, Clayburgh Avenue. Was a mud lolly.
Mm.
And the men, they would throw nickels into that mud lolly, and some of the boys, if they found it, they could have the money, of course.
Oh, my.
It was a mess.
Oh, I guess.
That's what he said. I didn't see it. But he come home and he told me, he said, they're just digging out. It's just like a gravy bed like that. Not deep.
Well, now, how did you get across the street in long skirts and whatnot? Did they have boards across for the ladies to walk
on? Oh, yeah.
On?
Well, I guess they had sidewalks.
Yeah, but I mean to say, like, to cross the street.
I can't remember.
Because you were wearing dresses down to your ankles then.
Oh, that's right. I guess we didn't go when it was muddy.
Well, in those days, you could call the grocery and they would deliver your groceries.
And also the meat.
Okay, so your meat and groceries could be delivered and milk? How'd you get your milk?
Well, milkman delivered it.
There was a milkman and a nice man that came to the house.
The nice, you bought your ice in blocks.
Mm-hmm.
The ice boxes, you know, you had to have a block of ice. And the milk was delivered. You bought your milk from some milkman, some dairy man delivered it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mrs. I think Miss Palmerley or some of them delivered it. And some other. And the ice was delivered. When you called your groceries, the grocery was delivered, everything by horse and buggy. The meat market, Bill Williams' meat market was delivered in a two-wheel cart. I could just visualize that thing.
You mean he pushed it, or was it drawn by a horse?
By horse.
Okay, two-wheel cart.
Horse. Everything was driven by horse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I tell you.
And so you just had to have a delivery man that worked for you to make these deliveries, I guess.
Yeah, every merchant had, except the dry goods.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that's one way you could stay home in bad days. You could just, if
sure,
you needed something,
even then go.
You called and they got there.
Sure. That's the reason we didn't, in bad days, we just didn't go.
Of course, in those bad days when you had to run that shop, you had to get there.
Oh, yeah. But I was...
Did you walk then?
Lot? Yeah, walked. Well, it was from East Lot to King wasn't far.
No.
Just a little ways.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, now, did everybody have their own horse and buggy in their backyard, or did you have a livery stable where you kept all of that?
Well, we had a livery stable on...
Phila's?
Huh?
Mr. Phila?
Well, before that, Ed Cross had it before him.
Oh, okay.
Ed Cross had the livery stable before he sold it to Mr. Phila.
Okay. Well, now, did a lot of people just kind of have rentals there that they left their buggy, or did you have your buggy and horse in the backyard?
Well, you had your buggy and horse, if you had a buggy and horse, but very few people did. We didn't have it. We didn't have no horse and buggy.
You just rented one when you needed it?
Whenever we needed, we'd go to the livery stable.
And just rent one? Just rent a rig?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Rent a buggy and horse. Because most people didn't have it. And those that had, well, they usually had quite a mess.
Well, but okay, but you did have, your dad had one that you came into town in your school days.
Oh, yeah.
That was your own family's out there.
Oh, that's my own family. That was out in the country. He had plenty.
Okay, but people that lived in town had to live differently.
That's right. The ones that lived in town, most of them didn't have no horse and buggy.
Either walked or just rented a
Mostly
rig.
Walked.
Okay.
And when we didn't walk, well, if we had to go anywhere, rent a horse and buggy from the livery stable. It didn't cost so much. I don't remember what.
Well, that's what I was thinking about going to the opera. I guess a lot of people that lived in town probably just walked to it and then walked home.
Oh, sure. That's right. And I guess they just walked to it and home just...
Well, I can't think of anything
just
else.
Just like we did during the 1916 hurricane. Well, that was a terrible one. And my little son, we stayed in Ragland store during the 1916 hurricane.
Oh, you did?
And my husband was in and out, looking to his shop. Well, it was going down, mm-hmm. But it didn't. Hmm. But many, many buildings were down. Well, like the Clever County History Book, I took quite
a few pictures.
Yeah,
those pictures were real.
I'm horrible. Sure glad I rented a camera.
Oh, you rented a camera.
Huh? From the, which was Harold Drugstore now.
Oh, okay.
I rented a camera and took some of the worst buildings that I could find. There was still more, but...
But those were remarkable pictures, and the fact that the film was still good and would reproduce, I thought was remarkable.
Oh, it was. And I'm so glad I rented and took those pictures.
Was that Wakeman Drugstore then?
I don't know whether it was... I cannot remember whether it was Wakeman.
But anyway, it was before Harold.
Oh, yeah, sure. Wakeman was before. And then was... Yeah. And Mr. Allen was the pharmacist then.
Which Allen?
Well, the old one. Let me see. Wasn't it Allen?
That wasn't the furniture store, Allen. Was this another family?
No, it wasn't Allen. It was Smith.
Smith.
It was Smith, I'm sorry.
Okay.
It was, I can't think of his name. He was the pharmacist in that drugstore.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
But you don't remember any of the doctors or dentists being up and upstairs where old Dr. Jones's building used to be. The office used to be up there in that second floor of the...
Well, that was later.
Plato.
That, those doctors up there was later.
So you don't remember anything, any of those rooms being used for anything when you were going up there to the hall or to the opera?
You know, Dr. Hoffman was one of the oldest.
Mm-hmm.
One, him and Dr. Bartlett.
Yes.
And that was some of the first, I believe I gave it for the history book.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't think, Ralph, that book will give it.
Oh, sure. Loves you
better. I was a little younger when I...
Apparently, some of those rooms were made into apartments later that some people lived up there.
Yeah, but I wouldn't know.
And we think some of the dressing rooms became an apartment.
But I wouldn't know anybody that ever used them.
Well, that's fine.
Because probably those were people that we had no contact with.
Sure. Well, that's just natural.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've been such a great help, and I really appreciate all your time.
I just don't know whether I did much or not.
Well, yes, it's kind of like fitting a puzzle together. You get a little bit here and a little bit there, and after a while, you begin to get the larger picture.
It is. You know, well, yeah. And this here, I wanted you to write the...
Yes, I was going to copy those names down, and then I'll get those. Thank you very much.
Well, you can